I crossed the lot and squinted into the dim hellhole of grease guns and oil filters and potentially rude men wearing day-glow orange jumpsuits. One of the men ambled over to me. He was wearing the cut-off and knotted thigh portion of a pair of queen-size pantyhose on his head. Undoubtedly, it was a time-saver in case he wanted to rob a 7-Eleven on the way home. I told him I was looking for Al, and he told me I'd found him. "I need an alarm system installed in my car. Ranger said you'd give me a good price."
"How you come to know Ranger?"
"We work together."
"That covers a lot of territory."
I wasn't sure what he meant by that, and I probably didn't want to know. "I'm a recovery agent."
"So you need an alarm system because you're going to be in bad neighborhoods?"
"Actually, I sort of stole a car, and I'm afraid the owner will try to get it back." Laughter flickered behind his eyes.
"Even better."
He walked to a bench at the back of the building and returned with a black plastic gadget about 3 inches square.
"This is state-of-the-art security," he said. "Works on air pressure. Anytime there's a change in air pressure, from a window getting broken or a door opening, this mother will like to bust your eardrum."
He turned it face up in his hand.
"You push this button to set it. Then there's a 20-second delay before it goes into effect. Gives you time to get out and close the door. There's another 20-second delay after the door is opened, so you can punch in your code to disarm."
"How do I shut it off once the alarm is triggered?"
"A key."
He dropped a small silver key in my hand.
"I suggest you don't leave the key in the car. Defeats the purpose."
"It's smaller than I'd expected."
"Small, but mighty. And the good news is it's cheap because it's easy to install. All you do is screw it onto your dash."
"How cheap?"
$60.
"Sold." He pulled a screwdriver out of his back pocket.
"Just show me where you want it."
"The red Jeep Cherokee, next to the monster truck. I'd like you to put the alarm someplace inconspicuous. I don't want to deface the dash." Minutes later, I was on my way to Stark Street, feeling pretty pleased with myself. I had an alarm that wasn't only reasonably priced, but easily removed should I want to install it in the car I intended to buy when I cashed Morelli in. I'd stopped at a 7-Eleven on the way and gotten myself a vanilla yogurt and a carton of orange juice for lunch. I was drinking and driving and slurping, and I was very comfortable in my air-conditioned splendor. I had an alarm. I had nerve gas. I had yogurt. What more could anyone want?